Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Buckle up. We got a busy show for you today. A lot of stuff to cover. A lot of things to take credit for and brag and for the next 2 hours. Let's just start off with one, because I'm sure there'll be many more before the 2 hours is up for today's little radio show. Okay, so last week we dedicated quite a bit of time talking about a rumor that had popped up on the internet about Florida parks closing, and some of these parks included two or three popular Central Florida locations where scuba divers go. I think Blue Springs was on the list, Peacock Springs. These are Central Florida, or you know, Central Florida area dive sites that a lot of the local operators use for checkout dives or some cavern dives and things like that. And there was a rumor out on the web or a story that said that the state was going to close these parks because the new government governor of Florida has come in with a, you know, axe and said, hey, we got to cut all these programs because we're losing money, blah, blah, blah. And the Department of Environmental Protection put out a notice saying, well, okay, if we have to cut 15% out of our budget, one of the ideas we have is we're going to close down 52 state parks in Florida.
Was that really sent out as a notice, or was it an internal memo that Audubon got a hold of and sent out?
I don't think it was an internal memo. I think, if I remember correctly, when we did a little bit more digging into this, it was something that DEP had released, and this is one of the ideas, like they had discussed at one of their meetings. Here's the proposal, what we would do if we had to cut 15% out of the budget. And this is what we would recommend for the new year, if indeed we are given a mandate to cut 15% off of what we take in currently. So what happened is, you know, this got out on the web. Everybody starts freaking out, like, what do you mean? They can't close these dive sites. And you know, I said this last week, you know, it's being discussed, and I said it's very preliminary. Nothing has been agreed upon. This is just one of those proposal-type ideas that, you know, Department of Environmental Protection in Florida basically just thought that, hey, if we do this, this is one option. But I think it got kind of blown up quite a bit on the web, like, oh, my God, they're going to close. They're going to close tomorrow. And I said this wasn't the case. And sure enough, enough people spoke out about it, and including us, and said, look, that makes no sense. You can't close these places. These are popular dive sites, especially divers. You know, sure, we're an easy target because we're a small minority when it comes to, you know, water-based activities in Florida. But surely you can't do this. Don't do that. That would be dumb. That's a lost revenue, all kinds of things. You know, don't pick on us. We're picked on enough as divers as it is. But sure enough, Governor Rick Scott heard us. At least that's what I'm going to assume, because he's quoted in the paper saying there are not going to be any closings of any state parks under his watch. So we're off the hook.
But he is a politician.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So you can't really, you know, take him at his word.
Well, says you. I'm saying that after he didn't want to feel the wrath of us, does he, CJ? Come on. CJ, obviously in the studio with us today. One of my dive
friends. You think Governor Rick Scott is afraid of you and me?
Have you seen him? He's pretty scrawny. We could take him. Me and
I
an
have
army...
nothing to do with threatening elected officials on the air. That was Greg the Dive Master.
It's not a threat, but hey, would you want to take on you, I, and a plethora of other Central Florida scuba divers? No way!
Not an angry mermaid, that's for sure.
And I'm sure we'd throw that into the mix, just for aesthetic value. You know, but anyway,
A catfish fight.
Basically, let's leave it at this: in that we were going to take credit for nipping this one in the bud. Okay,
you had me at nip.
Okay, thank you. All right, so there's one item of business taken off the list. Now we got more to cover, but before we get into some people we're going to talk to, some places we're going to go, some stuff that you can win, and some new items that are available at scubaradio.com. We got to make room for the hardest working man in the dive industry. Of course, I'm talking about Mr. Neil Watson. He is on the line right now. Neil, where are you right now? Are you on the road or what?
I am in St. Thomas on my buddy's 82-foot Horizon yacht called the Wicked Rapids. Having a cocktail and smoking a fine Cuban cigar. I'm doing better than you.
It sounds like it. Every time I talk to Neil, I always look at him and go, gosh, I wish I was him. Gosh, I wish I was him. So, but now it's even more so. So you're on a satellite phone or something? Is that the deal or what?
What happened?
Are you on a satellite phone out in the middle of nowhere on this boat?
Anytime.
I mean, not nowhere. I mean, you're in St. Thomas. But are you guys docked up or out on the water?
Yeah, no, we're in a marina, Fort Sumter, rather. Absolutely beautiful marina. It's right, it's right in Marigo, a town. You think you're in France somewhere? It's absolutely beautiful. You know, St. Thomas or St. Martin's like really cool place. First time I've been down here. You know, there's a Dutch side and then there's the French side. We're over on the French side.
Well, of course.
There's actually a little dive shop right on premise. I haven't got wet yet, but. Apparently, that is a pretty nice diving down there.
Yeah, well, you know, I've heard that the diving there off of St. Martin, especially on the French side, is much nicer and clothing optional. I heard that it was clothing
well,
optional.
I was a wee bit offended with the nude beaches, but whatever, I'm dealing with it.
Yeah, you're finding a way to cope, are you, Neil?
So yes, I am.
What are you doing exactly over there? Are you guys just doing a little R&R? Is that all it is, just hanging out in paradise?
Well, my buddy Mark Grant is keeping his boat down in the Caribbean for like 3 or 4 months, and he flies down like every couple of weeks, spends a couple of weeks on it, and then flies back. The boat's completely wired with Wi-Fi and everything, and he works on his computer, and so he's at home here in his office in Fort Lauderdale. So it's very, very cool. It's an incredible boat.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. You know, it sounds like a good location for a scuba radio studio. If it has Wi-Fi, what else do we need?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we'll have to talk to him.
Unfortunately, I got to head back tomorrow, but I think they're going to Antigua and Guadalupe and a couple of other little islands down here.
Wow, that sounds impressive. Now, I know you got to get back to work because you got to go down to Miami for the Miami International Boat Show, and then you're heading out to Chicago to join us at Our World Underwater.
Yeah, I'm going to be at the boat show on Thursday and then flying up to beautiful Chicago on Friday.
Yeah. Yeah, basically start sweat and then freeze that sweat.
I don't know who that is. What?
Everybody's yelling. What's going on? I love it. I love it. So, you know what? You got to look at what's going on as far as, for the Miami Boat Show. I know, Neil, you're going to be there, representing for the Bimini Big Game Club, the Guy Harvey Outpost Resort, right? Is that the main mission there in Miami for a day or so, and then you're heading to Chicago?
Yeah, the Miami Boat Show, this is the first time they've tried it. They have a dive pavilion. Actually, the Dima Pool is going to be there, you know, to be a diver. Cool.
Right.
So, being on the board and chairing the trade show committee, that's kind of like one of the hats I'd be wearing down there, and then just set up the booth and things out. I don't know what I was thinking. I had the option of doing the boat show in Miami or going to Chicago. I went to Chicago.
Yeah. Well,
it's a great show. I'm in Chicago. I love it. The show's fantastic.
Warning. Backpedal. Backpedal.
I never complain about weather at a show because the worse the weather is, the more attractive the Bahamas and the Caribbean look. So,
well, there you go.
Fine, man. I pray for the snow.
Yeah, he's going to go up to Chicago. We're all going to go up to Chicago next weekend and bring a little Florida and Bahamas sunshine up to that part of the country. And may, you know, or if nothing else, basically stick a knife into their backs and twist it around. Really? You guys should be where
I'm sure there'll be a mermaid sighting or two.
Yes, that is the plan. And Neil will put on his Bahamas Bahamas hat and represent. You can do a lot of schedules and things like that. Or find out how you can go to the Bahamas by going to BahamasDiving.com. A lot of stuff right there at their booking engine as well. Well, of course, we'll cover that next week as we broadcast from our World Underwater in Chicago next week.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
You're already listening to it, so why not take the plunge and live it? It's the scuba life, and it's coming from the dive pros at the new NASSIE Worldwide. At scubalife.com, you can live, connect, and explore dive training, travel, equipment, and more. From the casual diving enthusiast to the full-time dive professional, scubalife.com will be your new resource for everything you need to maximize your underwater adventures. Witness history on February 19th at Our World Underwater in Chicago when the Scuba Radio Mermaids turn it on. That's thescubalife.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters and take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atocha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
Isn't this exciting?
It is. It's fun. You know what? I think I'm going to skip the scuba diving.
Ruben, no. You called 8 hotels. They all said that this time was the best.
I know, but you know how I am about boats, and I'm feeling a little queasy.
Oh, no, your stomach's acting funny.
It's okay now, but I think it might... You know how it gets, you know? So why don't you go?
We're on a honeymoon. I'm not going to go without you.
No, you've been wanting to try this. I want you to go. Okay?
No.
It'll be fun. I'll pick you up like at 4 o'clock, all right?
I love you.
She goes down, she scuba dives. It's the best thing, a best combination for any dive buddy. And she's also a mermaid, and she's on Scuba Radio right now. Of course, I'm talking about Mermaid Tony. A lot of stuff in the news to cover from Mermaid Number One right now. Tony, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you today?
I'm swell. You know, CJ is in the studio along with Bill today as well. And he has seen the new Mermaid trading card featuring your picture on the back. Or as Bill would like to put,
there is no way that her picture is on the back of this. This is the front of the card.
Her picture is the front of the card.
The one
the
with
information
your
about
goofiness
Scuba
is
Radio
the back.
Is the back.
That's the back. If you were dealing out cards, if you were dealing out playing cards, the background stuff, which you don't care about, is the back of the card, and the front is where the card is.
All right, CJ.
Now, the only way anyone's going to see Greg ever on this card is if someone drops it on the ground and it happens to land that way.
And there's like a $20 bill stuck to it.
And if you want to test this, take a stack of equal height and put one with Tony's picture facing up and one with your picture facing up.
You know what?
And see how fast those two piles stay in sync with one another.
What a good idea.
I like that.
I'm willing to put my, put my cleavage on the line.
There is some of your cleavage here.
And we
get some nice moobs.
And see what the Chicagoland divers prefer next weekend. All right, that'll be a test.
You know
that'll
what?
Be a formal,
that's a challenge.
I forgot Chicagoland was going to be where we're going to try this first.
Now you want to rethink that, do you?
Well, no. If it was San Francisco, I would definitely rethink it. But I still think Chicagoland's going to make the right choice.
All right. Well, anyway, mermaid trading cards have been made. And
they're
we
a Key
have
West
them.
Boat show.
Bah, mermaids.
Yeah.
Sausage.
And we will debut these at the Chicago dive show, Our World Underwater. Mermaid Tony will be there. Celebrating her mirth day. That's one item we got to get out there, too. That'll be huge next weekend. We're going to cover this live on the show. We got a few things planned. And we don't know what's going to happen exactly, but I don't know if it involves cake, icing, or coleslaw wrestling.
Or just
sure.
ice.
I have one request. One thing for my birthday.
What do you want for your birthday, Tony?
75 degree air temperature.
Birthday song to me.
That Bill will sing happy birthday.
I do not want the birthday song.
Happy birthday.
These birthdays are ruined already.
No, it's not your birthday yet. So he can basically do this today and every day leading up to your birthday.
To
I'm sure he'll call
this
leave,
so unfair.
Leave this on your voicemail
happy
after we get off the show today.
Birthday.
And actually, I'd prefer you do that today so you could stop.
The
Bill. All right, that's enough. Really, Bill.
It's not right that he's in control of the microphones.
It's all for you, Greg.
To you.
Okay. All right. So, all those items, that's pretty much rehashing what we talked about last week. Let's talk about the new stuff, because there's some big news when it comes to Mermaid Tony. Huge. Because...
I think I see what they are now.
She has been written up.
That happened. She got pulled over by a state trooper. On Route 1, going 75 miles an hour.
She drives like a grandma. The truth is, there was an article written this week that made its worldwide premiere at alertdiver.com, Divers Alert Network's magazine. Their online site for Alert Diver put out an article this week on being a scuba radio mermaid, which features Mermaid Tony quite prominently.
Son of my business.
Careers in diving. And there she is in all her glory as a scuba radio mermaid along, Abby's listed there, Angela, the whole crew, a few of our mermaids. And
Tony,
and,
I have to ask a question.
Yes.
As careers go, how well-paying is being a scuba radio mermaid?
About that. It's one of those jobs, much like scuba instruction, you don't get into for the money.
Ah, okay.
For the love.
The perks aren't bad.
You get
for
it
the
in,
joy
get,
of mermaidium.
Mermaidium.
You know, the rewards are really,
out of that one.
The rewards are really that she gets to put up with crap from guys right. like us.
Yeah, there's that.
Yes.
You really can't put a dollar figure on it, can you?
How long is that line exactly? All right, dramatic pause.
I apologize. I have absolutely no idea where you're headed.
It's Ricola. Yes, I don't see many, but you know what? It attracts a unique breed of individual, and Tony fits that mold exceptionally well as a dive instructor.
Attracts a specific breed of individual. What are you talking about? You find actual mermaids.
Oh, cool! I just found
it's
the
DNA structure.
I just found it on alertdiver.com.
Well, of course.
Yeah. Under pressure, click on that, and you'll find it.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Well, we got a link to it from scubaradio.com. But yeah, I mean that's pretty cool, though, isn't it, Tony? You got your own article written up about you.
All the mermaids in general and what it takes to be a mermaid.
Right.
So it has the other girls involved in it as well. But it was very well written. Great article. Kind of tells everyone what it's about.
Yeah.
I need to check it out.
Right. And here's what, if you wanted to be a mermaid, there's more to it than a pretty face. And pretty much it's all outlined right there at alertdiver.com. And it's pretty cool. I thought it was quite a nice article.
Let's not suggest in any way that a pretty face is not also involved.
Well, I said there
are
that.
There are photos of me as a mermaid, and I didn't get any mentions in this article.
Merman.
Yeah, it was actually a mermaid not a merman article.
I was dressed as a mermaid. I was not dressed as a merman.
Says you.
I had the top.
You did. That you did. Yeah. I had nightmares about that last night, actually, Bill.
Didn't we all? Oh, boy. Yeah, all right. Well, so there's pictures of Mermaid Tony in that article, but there's also a video that made its debut finally this week at scubaradio.com that features Tony as well, and that's from our trip in Grenada and Carriacou, and it's the Scuba Radio song. Are you happy with the way that turned out, Tony?
It looks really good. The person who took the pictures and who developed it must be a genius. So clearly it wasn't you.
Wait, excuse me.
What?
Yeah, hold on. Hey, now. I was going to say, wait a brown nose till she threw that last little.
Greg, I thought you said you shot this.
I did. I did the whole thing.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I shot it. I edited it. And I went on the trip, and I posted it on our website, and you know, it turned out really good. I'm happy with it. It's the best I could do video for a radio guy.
You couldn't shoot the parts that you're in.
No, I could. There's two scenes where I turned the camera around. And that's
weren't we in Grenada in September, Greg?
All right, yeah, see, she's losing points right there. Those brownie points she earned, she just lost them. Do you hear that? What is it? It's a mermaid mutiny, I tell you. It's a mutiny!
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Bill just pointed out, as I was screaming at the end of that last segment, that it was a mutiny? A mermaid mutiny?
A mermaid mutiny is a mutiny. And you are the Hosni Mubarak of mermaid kind.
Well, thank you, I think.
Oh, it's not a compliment.
Oh. Mermaid Tony is on the line. She hasn't mutinied yet. She is still there, I was told, because there were things that we still need to address with her.
Yeah, she didn't get all her plugs in.
Was it plugs, really?
She has another big news item from this week.
I thought that was her own hair.
Oh, it's man. Should I kick him for you, Tony? Is that what you would like?
No, I would really appreciate that.
All right, there you go.
Son of a biscuit.
Nice. All right, there you go. All right, so,
Taekwondo is finally paying off.
There are a couple things that we have to address here. One, it's like the Mermaid Tony Week. You know, because
it's pretty much Mermaid Tony year.
AlertDiver.com article features Tony prominently. The Scuba Radio video from Grenada and Carriacou features Tony prominently. Also, there's a magazine ad that showed up. It was Dive Training, right, Tony? Is that it?
Yes, March issue of Dive Training. And I just walked into a dive shop and someone says, I was just about to call you. And they throw me the magazine. I had no clue. Page 71.
Page 71 of the March issue of Dive Training magazine features Mermaid Tony sporting a new oceanic wetsuit. And there you go. So she's there in all her glory.
You're famous.
Or all her wetsuit.
I wouldn't go that far.
I love it.
That's pretty cool. And
two national publications have you featured in them.
In 1 week, has eclipsed everything in the last 14 years Bill, myself, or CJ have done.
However, other mermaids also making big news. Abby has a number of bylines in Alert Diver this week, Mermaid Abby.
Yep, she does. She's doing us proud. And
I think I saw Angela in an issue of Cops last week. I think it was her.
Hey, she has me beat. All I've done is shown up on the post office wall a couple times.
Yeah. The Amazing Race.
Three tops.
And the Amazing Race.
Maybe. Sometime this month. All right, we got more on Mermaid Tony next on the world's first radio show devoted to Tony.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 211. If you're rinsing your dive gear by walking through a car wash, remember to be sure to check no next to the box for hot wax.
Can I help you?
One wash and lube, please.
Hot wax?
Please.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. How you feeling, Nick?
Hey, I'm calm, cool, and collected.
You say that like it's a surprise.
No, but I did have a moment of panic at the airport this morning. I thought I forgot my phone.
Scary how scary that is, yeah, isn't it?
Depressingly so, but it turned out I had it.
Still had a moment of panic, huh?
A moment. But I tried to do what I always tell others to do. I stopped, I got myself together, got control, and I thought through it.
So where was your phone?
I put it in my bag instead of my pocket.
Ah, I love a happy ending, but you know what? This is a good topic for today.
Panic? How to or how to avoid?
Funny. I think most folks have the actual panicking covered. Let's go with how to deal or how to avoid.
Where would you like to start?
Let's start with the definition of panic.
Okay. Well, panic is that sudden, overwhelming, intense reaction to a perceived threat or stressor. How's that for a definition? And I say perceived because panic doesn't necessarily have to be caused by something real. It only really needs to appear real or be believed to be real.
Like believing every shark is going to eat you, right?
Exactly. They're almost always going to leave you alone. But if you've convinced yourself they're a constant or immediate danger, you might just panic when you see one, even if there's no actual threat.
But you can see how someone might get scared.
I can. But it's important to understand that fear and panic are two totally different things. Fear, and even anxiety for that matter, can be both healthy and helpful. They can produce adrenaline, and that makes us more alert to danger. And that can even assist us in finding solutions to problems. But panic, on the other hand, that goes way beyond and into the realm of irrational thought and even full-blown terror. That is not helpful and actually can contribute to an inappropriate or harmful set of choices. Those are the sort that you see panic people make if they can react at all.
That explains why panic divers are sometimes unresponsive.
Yes, panic tends to turn a person's focus inward, to the point where the perception narrowing we learned about in our dive training becomes a reality. The focus is zeroed in on one particular element of the problem instead of the whole scenario. And that really impedes a person's ability to deal with the overall situation.
So what causes panic?
It begins with stressors and fears and escalates from there. It can be fear of the unknown, an imagined threat. The list is pretty long of what a person fears, though. But as far as divers go, there are common stressors that tend to trigger the response that leads to full-blown panic.
Like what?
Well, a good one is task loading, or a fear of exceeding dive profiles and what might happen if you do.
Environmental factors are a big one.
Sure they are. Fear of equipment failure is a common one, and just plain being out of your comfort zone, whether from peer pressure or of your own choice. That's probably one of the most common of all.
So we tell people not to panic, but it's easier said than done. How do you really deal with it?
Yeah, I recommend staying within your comfort zone. Don't go beyond your limits and stay within your training and experience. If you've learned something new or you're learning something new, take your time and stay with what you're comfortable with. If you're getting into new areas, get training and supervision so that you stay within an area where you're supported.
And take care of yourself. If you're not feeling up for the dive mentally or physically, just don't do it.
That's a great point. If you're not up for it, it's better not to dive.
So what if you're unable to avoid it?
Well, before you get into full-blown panic, you'll go through some initial stages of fear and anxiety. When you feel that coming on, stop. If you do nothing else, stop. Doing that will give you a chance to think. If you find you're having trouble thinking clearly, just breathe. Those three steps are critical. Focus on your breathing and remind yourself that it means you're okay. The key is to try and retain some level of calm, because if you can do that, you'll be in a better position to find a solution.
And of course, once you find that solution, act on it.
Yep. Get yourself to the surface and inflate your BCD. Another option is to drop your weights if you have to signal for help. But above all, keep breathing as normally as possible and try to stay relaxed.
What if it's your buddy who panics?
First, Do your best not to join in. Second, don't do anything that will put you at risk.
Especially since they may not even realize you're trying to help, right?
Right. If you have to approach, do so in a way that avoids flailing arms and legs. And if you're able to help alleviate a problem, something like disentangling the diver or inflating their BCD, do it. Do what you can to help, but again, don't put yourself in risk.
Is there any way to be sure you avoid panic?
All you can really do is reduce the chances, like we've talked about here. But no one's immune to panic, and there's no guaranteed way to avoid it. But if you can avoid those factors that cause fear, you can take steps to reduce their impact on you. But even the most seasoned divers can panic, and it can be for a variety of reasons. People can be disoriented, have nitrogen narcosis, or unable to communicate. You just can't know. The best you can do is avoid what you know to be problematic. Try to recognize impending panic either in yourself and others and deal with it while it's still in the anxiety or lower level phases to maintain a level of coherency that will allow you to deal with the problem.
Comfort is the key, you think?
Comfort is the key.
Some are more prone than others, but no one's immune to panic. So be aware and be prepared. Know yourself and what makes you anxious, and do what you can to become comfortable with the situation. Stay within your comfort zone, and if you feel your anxiety start to rise, do your best to stay calm and in control. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
And, you know, next week when we're in Chicago for Our World Underwater, we will be broadcasting from the show floor right there. And you're welcome to join us if you're at the show. We'll be celebrating Mermaid Tony and Mermaid Alicia's birthday, their one-year anniversary of being a Scuba Radio mermaid. It's going to be quite an event. We're going to celebrate live on the air and do a few little, special things. We haven't quite worked out all the specifics yet, but we got a few tricks up our sleeve, and we're going to need to harness the power of the local Chicagoland divers, the brain trust that is. And I know there's a lot more than what's in this room today. In Chicago at Our World Underwater. I know this because I know the two people standing next to me.
What?
And they'll be able to help.
Huh?
With the heavy lifting when it comes to creating a birthday spectacular. You know? Because it's a milestone. This is a very unique experience. So we got to do something good for that. Now, beyond all of that, I mean, it's going to be quite a treat for everybody to experience that at the show next week. Now, anyone who wants to come to Florida and get certified to scuba dive can do so with us at Scuba Radio and Mermaid Tony. She is a full-fledged paddy dive instructor, and we're getting ready to set up some classes that we're going to cover.
Now I'm confused.
Their progress on the show, and Tony is going to be the instructor take care of, you know, the pool and some ocean work down in the Florida Keys. So if you are interested in learning how to dive, you can get certified by a honest-to-goodness Scuba Radio mermaid. That is a accolade that not many people on this planet can achieve. I mean, this is a unique
more people have walked on the moon than have been trained and certified by a Scuba Radio mermaid. Is that true?
I believe it's true. I think you are absolutely right. Because we haven't done this before.
Tony has trained hundreds of divers already.
Right, right. Yeah, Tony's the first time we've actually started, we've had a couple mermaids that actually attained instructor status after they became a Scuba Radio mermaid, but never the other way around. Tony was a paddy dive instructor before she became a Scuba Radio mermaid. So,
now, but I'm still confused by something. I understand
that?
Mermaid Tony, who you can contact through the website at scubaradio.com.
Yeah, she has a blog and has her contact info there where you can reach out via email.
Right, I understand that, but here's what I don't understand.
What's that?
You described her as a full-fledged mermaid.
Well, I mean, honestly,
I thought birds were fledged.
I don't know.
No, they're feathered.
I haven't looked at her that closely.
That's a lie.
I was going to say, I'm trying to figure out how much trouble to get you into, but I believe that that is, in fact, a lie. I know you've looked at, or at least in photographs, which you've been editing.
Okay, yeah.
And so. Sticking to the wall.
Hey, quit it. That's not true.
Well, it's a good way to get
that
a,
was James.
A sense.
He meant a fixing with some sort of...
Yeah, I think it's a good way to tell if it's a good picture. You stand back a little bit.
Right, got to get some perspective.
Okay. And your point is?
It's a thing on the top of my head.
Yeah, okay.
No, but my point is that I didn't think that mermaids were fledged, really.
Okay. Well, you can get certified one. That's
flushed.
The bottom, either beginning scuba student or advanced stuff.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
If you ask a dive guide to show you a seahorse and they reply with, what color? Well, chances are you're diving in Dominica. No crowds, just superb diving in untouched reefs. The way it should be. Within minutes from shore, walls plunge over 500 meters and pinnacles rise up from the depths. Seahorses, frogfish, flying gurnards, even whales can be seen year-round in Dominica. And the topside attractions will blow your mind. Go to discoverdominica.com for more info. That's discoverdominica.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio. What truly lurks beneath the sea? What mystery awaits?
We belong to the sea.
All right, once again, remember, if you want to get dive instruction from a mermaid, just go to scubaradio.com and click on Mermaid Tony's blog, and you can contact her through there, and we'll get you set up. She can do open water students, like beginning scuba diving, or even a Discover Scuba, for that matter, all the way up to Dive Master. And we may cover some of your progress right here on the big show as part of that experience. So
yeah, try not to screw up.
Yeah. Try not to screw. No, you won't have any problem. Tony's an excellent dive instructor, and she's with PADI, Professional Association of Dive Operators or Instructors, and she's really really good.
It's a pretty easy acronym, PADI.
Right, indeed.
Professional Association of Dive Instructors.
Yes. Now, speaking of learning how to dive, let's say you just want to give it a shot. Next weekend in Miami, you can go to the Be a Diver pool. However, this weekend, Big Wave Dave is doing his thing in Detroit. Is that right, Dave?
Up here in Detroit, fighting the cold. Sorry about that.
What's that?
He's in Detroit, fighting the cold.
Oh, fighting the cold. That pool up, you know, like 40 degrees inside the building.
It's 40 degrees inside the building?
Well, it was all week. Now that the show's open, they turned the heat up last night.
I got it. So you're a little bit under the weather because they basically made it snow inside Detroit.
He's actually literally under the weather. He's sick because it was 40 degrees inside of a building.
Wow. Yeah, well, I'm sorry to hear that, Dave.
It was 90 degrees, so we're back.
Yeah. All right, so you're back now. Everything's good for the show. And then next week, you're coming down to Miami to basically thaw out. Is that the case?
Yep, I should be able to burn this whole thing up driving down to that sunny South Florida.
Excellent. Now, this is the Detroit boat show. Is that what's going on this weekend? Is that where you are for the Be a Diver pool?
Yes, and this place is packed. Evidently, a lot of union workers are getting like $5,000 bonuses, and they're like buying boats on the spot. And of course, they can use your scuba gear in the road.
Interesting. There's bonuses being handed out in Detroit. Why are they getting bonuses? What's going on there?
It's the union.
I think they owe us a lot of money, but, you know, who knows?
Yeah, all right. They got it under the table somewhere, and they're spending it accordingly this weekend at the Detroit Boat Show.
Hey, you interested in this boat? It fell off the back of a truck.
Yeah, nice. All right, Dave, well, I'll let you go back and take care of yourself. Feed a cold, starve a fever or something. Something
like that. Hey, by the way, we do know that the world champions are the Green Bay Packers.
All right, yes. Yeah, we had to let him get in his Packer plug for sure. Dave, obviously a big cheese head, and who could blame him? See, too much cheese might give you a cold, though. He might overdid
it. I don't think that's actually the traditional response to having too much cheese.
Oh, okay. Might back him up just a tad? Create some other issues.
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll leave it at that. Big Wave Dave, follow his progress at beadiver.com, and you can jump in the scuba pool and learn how to dive, or just give it a shot at one of these events like the Miami International Boat Show next weekend. All right. Now, let's move on or look forward to Chicago next week. And on the line is Alan from the Scuba Life. And, Nancy, Alan, how are you doing, buddy? Good to hear your voice again.
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm great. Now, hey, we were talking with Mermaid Tony earlier, and she doesn't even know about this, but next week we are teaming up to do a little event at Our World Underwater, are we not?
This is true. Everything's all set.
Now, is it possible that you could include on your website, scubalife.com, an article about Tony the Mermaid? Because apparently everything this week is about Tony the Mermaid as her birthday approaches.
Absolutely. All we need to do is you guys send us what you want us to post, and we'll put it up there.
Yeah.
Sound a little bit more difficult? There's some sort of vetting process? You make it sound like you won't just take anything we give you?
We've got to flip the switch first.
Well, if it's for Tony, then of course we'll do anything she wants.
Yeah, okay, way to brown nose.
There's
here,
a
Alan.
Couple of articles I found on the web. I'll just copy and paste them to you.
Okay. Well, the thing is, scubalife.com is not totally public yet. I mean, it's out there. If you go to the test page, but we're actually going to flip the switch live on Scuba Radio next Saturday from Chicago, right?
Using
Alan?
Tony's tail.
Yeah.
Using Tony's tail. I like it. Tony's tail flips the switch.
Yes. That is one of many
events. What
else
would you have a mermaid use?
We can't say that on the
air. Little kids listen to the radio, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately. Damn those little crumb crunchers. I hate them. But anyway.
Crumb crunchers.
So we're going to do
accountants?
This. We're going to do this on the show next week. We're going to flip the flip the switch for the Scuba Life, which is, Alan?
Scuba Life is a integral website for all divers where they can live, connect, and explore the great world of recreational diving.
I have been privy to some of the previews of what's getting ready to go up on this website, and I got to tell you, it is impressive. I haven't seen anything like this come to the industry ever, and it really is going to be a one-stop shop for pretty much anyone interested in learning how to dive, to whether you're a full-blown dive professional, dive instructor mermaid. She might find this is a nice little resource as well, don't you think, Alan?
That is 100% true. There's something for everybody on it. And more importantly, there's real information and real ways to connect with divers, connect with people who want to learn how to dive, travel, coordinated travel to all parts of the world. And, of course, Mermaid Tony will be excited by all the educational opportunities that we bring as well.
Yes, it's going to be quite an event, and it'll be part of the You know, festivities next week for our live broadcast from Our World Underwater. We literally flip the switch for the Scuba Life live on the show. One of the many Mirth Day activities taking place next Saturday for our, you know, festivities at Our World Underwater. All right, hour two is on deck. We got a lot of stuff to check in with, including our friends in Fiji, the Bahamas, and even some friends from Grenada. So that's coming up in hour two. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Oh, and Tony.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.